AudioLearn's Medical School Crash Courses presents Critical Care Medicine. Written by distinguished professors and professionally narrated by a medical doctor for accuracy, this crash course is a valuable tool both during school and when preparing for the USMLE, or if you're simply interested in the subject of critical care medicine. The audio is focused and high yield, covering the most important topics you might expect to learn in a typical medical school critical care medicine course. Included are both capsule and detailed explanations of critical issues and topics you must know to master critical care medicine. The material is accurate, up-to-date, and broken down into bite-sized sections. There is a Q&A and a key takeaway section following each topic to review questions commonly tested and drive home key points. In this course, we'll cover the following topics: introduction to critical care, acid-base disorders, pulmonary, cardiovascular disorders, nephrology and electrolyte disorders, gastrointestinal diseases, neurology, endocrine, infectious diseases, toxicology, trauma, nutrition, and special topics. Also included is a comprehensive test containing the top 100 most commonly tested questions in critical care medicine with the correct answers. AudioLearn's medical school crash courses support your studies, help with USMLE preparation, and provide a comprehensive audio review of the topic matter for anyone interested in what medical students are taught in a typical medical school critical care medicine course. Now, let's get started. Critical care medicine is a medical subspecialty focused on treating patients with life-threatening illnesses and injuries. These patients are treated in special critical care units of the hospital, commonly referred to as intensive care units or ICUs. They often require mechanical and pharmacologic support to maintain organ system functions and close hemodynamic monitoring of their vital signs. ICUs have a low staff-to-patient ratio, allowing for close monitoring, the administration of complicated therapies, and quick intervention when required. Patients are transferred to these ICUs after initial stabilization in the emergency department, after surgery, or from the hospital wards when their condition worsens. ICUs include the Medical Intensive Care Unit, or MICU, the Coronary Intensive Care Unit, or CCU, the Neuroscience Critical Care Unit, or NCCU, the Pediatric Intensive Care Unit, or PICU, the Neonatal Intensive Care Unit, or NICU, and the Surgical Intensive Care Unit, or SICU. Postoperative recovery units are also considered critical care units since patients are emerging from anesthesia and at an increased risk for a variety of postoperative complications. Emergency departments also routinely care for critical patients. In the emergency department, care is supervised by emergency physicians, often with the support and assistance of critical care specialists who will assume care when the patient is transferred to the ICU. In the ICU, critical care specialists perform a variety of life-saving procedures, including intubation, ventilator management, central venous catheterization, thoracostomy or chest tube placement, and resuscitation during cardiopulmonary arrest. The most common pathway to becoming a critical care specialist is to complete a 3-year internal medicine residency, followed by a pulmonary and critical care medicine fellowship. Critical care fellowships may also be undertaken following a pediatric, surgical, emergency medicine, or anesthesiology residency. Some ICUs are staffed by anesthesiologists who have not completed a fellowship in critical care medicine. The first recognized intensive care unit was developed in 1952 in response to a massive polio outbreak in Denmark. Faced with hundreds of patients suffering from respiratory muscle paralysis, Danish anesthesiologist Dr. Bjørn Ibsen enlisted a small army of over 1,500 medical students to manually ventilate patients with tubes placed down their trachea to maintain their airways. His efforts reduced mortality for these patients from 87% to less than 15%. He later established a specialized intensive therapy unit at the Municipal Hospital of Copenhagen and developed protocols to treat other diseases requiring intensive monitoring and therapy in a critical care setting. Since then, intensive care units staffed by critical care specialists evolved into its own specialty. The specialty and practice has evolved alongside cutting-edge monitoring technologies.